Well, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Perfect idea.
All four of them habitually smoke
marijuana cigarettes.
Hey, everybody, this is Trippy Tommy for the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. This is episode 40. Happy 420. Smoke them up if you got them. Stay legal, stay safe. We own none of the music playing in the background. You may have turned out a tiny bit. Thank you very much. We love Sublime. I hope you all are having a good time. We're only going to do a little 20-minute little banger for y'all. I got my buddy Richie.
What's going on,
guys? The motherfucking Sonny D. Wright back in this bitch. I love this dude. It's been a little minute since I've seen him. Thank you for coming to episode 40, my guy. How have you been?
Better than ever. Better than ever. Works. Work still kind of bait sometimes, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I have a good group of people with me. Shout out to Tony and Aiden, Ned, Raymond, the rest of the gang. You guys are pretty cool. But, yeah, man, it's been going really good. You know, like, I feel like the shift, especially in paint line, has been really good. We're more productive, busier than ever, but that comes with a lot of drawbacks as well.
Yeah. Also on the 420 thing, Raymond, you literally look like you could be Wiz Khalifa. Like, you could double for him.
Indianapolis Wiz
that's,
Khalifa.
That's who's Daddy Khalifa? Raymond.
Because Raymond Mac Daddy.
Every time I see Mac him on Daddy. Facebook, he's got that fucking swag. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he looks like he could be Wiz Khalifa.
He's got
he does.
That fucking swag.
I just want to go up to him and ask him for his autograph.
Low like, key. Yeah.
Handshaking on it. Can I get your autograph, please?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
So, Richard, when was the first time you smoked on the topic of 420?
The very first time I ever smoked was with Zach Wright.
Zachy tight.
And it was during, I want to say, my sophomore year of high school. I was living out in Pendleton at the time at my mom's place.
Word?
And Zach happened to live just one cul-de-sac over. We lived in the same neighborhood and all that.
Anderson? Our boy Anderson, Pendleton, like, area, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of out in the boonies a little bit, like, cornfield and all that.
Word.
But he stole this pipe from his mom, and it looked like the dragon from Skyrim, like, the last
no
one. Alduin. And yeah, it was kind
it
of like
a gorgeous little piece.
It
like
was a Chinese style, dude, and like from head to tail. And the bull piece was in the center of the head right here. And it had like these glowing red eyes.
Oh shit.
So I remember that.
It was just a Lydia's piece.
Yeah, I remember we took that piece and I got a fucking this just tells you how naive I was. I paid $25 for a dime bag of Mexican dirt weed. Maybe
yeah.
A naive 15-year-old
yep.
Upperclassman.
Well, that's what happens.
And so eventually I rendezvous with Zach with the little bag of dirt weed that I had next to me
right,
all the time.
Right.
And, little backstory here. So in photography class, my photography teacher sat right next to me when I was doing a project. I didn't think to put the bag in my locker, so I was just like, I'll just put it in my pocket all day. That's a good idea.
You walked around with a sack in your pocket all day.
Yeah. Not just one of my, I was about to say not just one of my pants either, but
the sack.
Yeah, I didn't get in trouble or anything, but my photography teacher just gave me the side eye look like, I know you little motherfucker, I know.
Oh yep.
Never said a word about it. Never spoke a word about it.
Oh
but
my gosh.
It was one of those situations where we both knew, but none of us wanted to say it.
Well,
like,
you guys
know that,
had the whole
you know
combo
that I
with your
know,
eyes. Yeah.
You know that I know that I know, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know? And
it was just an unspoken, like, motherfucker, I know.
Yeah. So anyway, after that, I get home safe, all that, meet out with Zach in the woods, and on my first try, man, I don't even inhale. I just blow it out and be like,
this is awesome.
This is how it works, right, bro? I feel so cool.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah. So Zach just laughed.
Yeah.
You know, like I was a dumbass, you know, he tells me to inhale.
Allegedly.
Inhale. So, I take another fucking draw and all that. We finish off the bowl eventually and we start walking back. And Zach brings up the idea to raid his grandma's food cabinet and get snacks and shit. So, we walk in. It's starting to hit me. I can't keep my shit together.
You're
trying my hardest.
Oh, shit.
Not that, but I was trying to hold back the laughter.
Oh, no.
So, Zach just walks in his high self. You know how he talks to me. So, he just walks in and goes like, hi, Grandma.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the pantry real quick. And me, I was just quiet high. You know, this is my first fucking time.
Yeah, I forgot about that. So, Zach didn't fool.
So we get like some Doritos, and we do the most stereotypical thing when I get back to my mom's. Sit in the bedroom, open the Doritos, and listen to Dark Side of the Moon. And it was still one of the most spiritual experiences of
my life. That album in itself is still a spiritual experience for sure. Like, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. What was one of the times that got you fucked up? Like, that made you truly realize, like, how powerful cannabis
can be. First time I smoked out of, like, a really good bong, I'd say. I've actually never smoked. This is weed.
Like, those are the things that you kill in the lung. 420 blaze up.
I mean, I get it. I really enjoy vaping. It's nice. It makes me feel cool.
I like setting things on fire. So blaze up, bro. Blaze up.
Totally. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But allegedly, this guy I know that has the same name and life as me.
He sounds like a good fucking guy. I want to meet him.
Cool guy. He kind of looks like a lion. That's what they say.
He's
got great hair.
Oh, dude, bro.
Hair, yeah.
Literal sex god, from what I've heard.
That's what they say. They say he looks like he could play Aquaman.
Hopefully it's not Trippy Tommy.
Allegedly, he looks an awful lot like him. But anyways, this said guy, we went to a local smoke spot with my homeboy Lunchbox, and we got our first little bong, and it was like the size of this Miller Lite can, and it was a little green one. His name was Jay, and it was a little tiny, had the little black rim around the top mouthpiece.
Was it like a plastic one?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, bro. We got it for like $7, and we went back to his place. And allegedly, his mom left us Jaeger bombs, maybe, or not, or I don't know. And then we, schmuck a schmall, and, I caught my hair on fire, and we were laughing so hard, I threw up all over the floor, and then his mom allegedly made me clean up.
Why am I not surprised, bro? You've had so many party fouls with our alleged, smoking sessions.
Yeah. Allegedly. That's what the stories say. But yeah, that was, and then that, or when I took my first alleged, concentrate, like a dab?
Yeah.
I went to see a little homie, and he was like, dude, try this shit. Like, this will blow your fucking face off. And I was like, I've heard that 100 times before. Yeah. Like, you know, the old cat to the young kid. Like, whatever. And it's like that meme from, like, with Dewey, where he's like, the future is now, old man. Because, like, I took it, and I held it in. And he's like, hold it for about 10 seconds and then blow it out, kind of like DMT. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I hold it in as long as I can. And then I look up at this ICP poster on the ceiling. And I'm like, I fucking hate clowns, is what I think.
Oh, my God.
And then I look down, and then I blow this smoke out, and his big dog comes in. And I cough like fucking cancer patient cough. Like, I'm not making fun of anyone that has cancer, but, like, I've heard, like, the roughness. Like, it just, I felt my insides shaking.
Your throat on fire, dude.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And like, I just felt myself going up like levels by levels, like that part in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where they explode through the glass ceiling and the fucking
elevator still goes up.
Yes.
Up and up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's literally what I felt like, and I was like, dude, how long am I gonna be like this? That's what I said to him.
That's a question you don't want to ask yourself.
And then he looked at me and kind of laughed, and he goes, "That's great shit, right, dude?" And then I just look at Ryan, and we just Ryan from Wilfred, Elijah Wood. I was at his house, and I pet Wilfred, and I laughed, and we just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And then my girl called me, and I was like, I need to sit here for a while. And she was allegedly really upset. And then when I got home, she was like, "What the fuck are you on? That is, you did not just smoke, like, for real." And I'm like, on God, like, yeah. I will take a piss test in front of you. Like, you know me. I don't like other shit. And I was just, like, goofy, like, drunk almost.
Your gourd was split.
Bro, like, drunk almost. Like, my body was just, like, fucked. And I was just like, I need to eat and sleep. Yeah. And I was just laughing. Yeah. And I was just like, I couldn't believe it.
The dab munchies are next level.
He took a dab.
And it just blew me the fuck off.
When I allegedly did my first one, allegedly did my first bong too.
Oh, God.
because...
Location undisclosed.
Yes.
Narnia.
But, happened in Narnia. Time, but
yeah, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being with someone who I've been with for about a long time. Been with him for a long time. And
allegedly.
Yeah, I guess
really allegedly. And, yeah. This episode's gonna be called Happy 420, allegedly.
I love it. My thing is, I just started watching Letterkenny again, too.
They say that on the Pod Important podcast, which is the guys from Workaholics. They have a fucking podcast, which is fucking so funny, bro. I look forward to it every week. This is them just shitting on each other and talking about shit.
It's literally a Workaholics episode.
Yeah, dude, it's phenomenal. It's like you hear it on the radio, kind of, and it's fucking perfect. Because it's the same chemistry. They're like, they're pretty much the same people.
Yeah.
And it's like really funny. Like, it's good vibes and it makes you laugh, like, throughout the morning. My first go, because it's like an hour long. So usually I get about 2 tickets done. I'm giggling the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, it's just so fucking hilarious.
I'm like that way with Joey, man.
Oh, I listen to Uncle Joey's Joint twice a week, Monday, Wednesday.
His podcast is still just as good, I think.
Yeah.
I miss Lee as a co-host, but...
I just miss his little goofy giggle. Like,
oh my god. Dude, have you ever seen did you ever see the Acid Church podcast?
Yes.
And Lee's just...
He actually referenced that in, like, his latest podcast. He's like, dude, I can't believe we used to do that fucking shit.
Yeah.
He's like, seriously, like, I'm an old man now. Like, he talking about being a dad and, like, stepping back from comedy for a while and shit.
He's got, like, a daughter and all this.
Yeah,
you know?
He's just like, yeah, I'm cool being a suburban dad now. Really.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
A really fucking gangster suburban dad, though.
Oh, yeah. Still don't take shit.
Oh, hell no. No, not at all.
Cocksucker.
Go fuck your mother.
That was a pretty good one. Oh, man. So let's talk about your first time doing edibles, homie.
Okay.
Since we're on the 420 topic.
No, very interesting story, as a matter of fact. Is
this the hibernation story?
Yes, this is a hibernation story. Chris Smith was there. A lot of
shout out the Christmas sauce.
Yeah, no, he helped me a lot through that time. Actually, I just slept on the couch for 2 days. But what transpired was, allegedly, I had these 4.20 bars from Colorado.
So are they like chocolate bars?
They're chocolate bars, but they actually have decarbed cannabis on the inside.
Okay.
So like little weed flakes, but they're decarbed. And
I
forget the dosage per bar. It must have been like 50 milligrams per bar. Because you bite into it and you could you could allegedly taste the cannabis immediately, you know. You can barely taste the chocolate in it. So I popped the first piece. And the thing I didn't research about edibles, like a stupid teenager that I was. You gotta fucking wait, dude.
Yeah, activation time. You gotta read that shit.
Yeah, because, I mean, I knew it was going to be different from smoking, and I was told to wait a little bit, but I didn't do any research.
People do it with psychedelics, too.
Yeah, I didn't know how long, you know, so I'm getting impatient. It's 30 minutes in. I'm like, what the fuck? Aren't I feeling anything yet, bro? I'm not, like, Stony Baloney, you know, or anything like that.
What the fuck? Why am I, not laughing?
Yeah, like, why are my eyes, like, red? And why am I not, like, listening to Sublime right now, bro? So,
why am I not a bad fish, bro? Like, I should be a bad fish right now.
So, I get irritated and take the second. An hour later, the first one starts hitting in. I'm sitting in this chair, and I'm playing... what I believe to be Super Smash Brothers at the time.
Okay.
And then I get up to take a piss, but if you remember that one scene from The Wizard of Oz where they're trying to keep the Tin Man from falling over and right, my body just fucking does that, like, immediately. I just think to myself, what have I gotten myself into?
Oh, shit.
So crawl my way to the bathroom and crawl my way out. My face is white as a ghost up to this point. Chris is wanting to play Magic the Gathering. So I get at the
That's
table.
Chris.
He's trying to explain me the rules, and
you're like dying, ghost white.
Yeah, no, and his voice and everybody else talking was just, it was like I was on Charlie Brown. It was wah 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 wah, and I just look at him. I go, bro, I gotta lay down. So I get up and lay on the couch. It's about 4 in the afternoon, I'd say.
Yeah.
Up to this point, something like that. So then midday. I wake up the following day. It's about 10 in the morning or so. I feel even more fucked up. I genuinely got the spins.
Without
the alcohol, you know? So Chris calls me over to play D&D again. I'm just, like, twice as dead up to this point. And I told him, like, dude, I gotta go lay down again. He understands. Like, Chris is a bit of a veteran in that regard.
He's a homie. He knows what's going on.
I'm not kidding you, dude. I woke up briefly at, like, 10 that same night to go take a piss. And then I get up the next day and I'm fine. But it was like a 2-day ride.
You had to hibernate.
Bro, literally. On that couch. That couch was like my anchor.
Oh my god.
Those 2 days. Did not eat a single thing. I felt sick. Like, I genuinely, overdosed.
You greened.
I greened the fuck out. I didn't puke, surprisingly, but I greened the fuck out.
You have everything in your guts to puke up.
ate it on an empty stomach.
Oh.
So that probably hit me, you know, twice as hard.
Probably soaked in your stomach lining.
Oh my god, bro. It was...
And they just kept hitting him waves.
But honestly, if I do it again, I would. Given I've got a slightly higher tolerance, you know?
Bro, you remember we used to get those, gummies, and we'd like...
Although, the kind of, like, supposedly they were square-shaped.
Yeah. Those little rectangle boys that had like the different flavors. Those orange cream ones.
The 100
milk. Fucking insane.
Oh, dude, bro, the Dreamsicle?
Yeah.
Those were too good, dude. I remember we just eat those.
We'd eat like two or three of them, and then we
just shoot the shit all night.
And then until one of us started nodding out. Just...
Which surprisingly was you, usually.
Dude, Eddie's
and then
do
I'd
that
follow,
to me.
I'd follow right after.
Eddie's do that to me, man. They make me so fucking tired.
Oh, I get that tincture I took, though. I got one of those from the smoke shop finally, and I was telling you a little bit about it, but took 3 droppers, and the old lady and I slept for 20 hours.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hibernated.
It's a creeper, though.
Yeah.
Like, it took four hours for it to fully kick in, but once it did, I...
Well, yeah, that's the thing with Delta 8. It's not supposed to really...
It feels similar to just, like, supposedly getting a regular.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, honestly, I think your cannabinoid receptors are very sensitive.
I think so too, which is a blessing.
It's
honestly
a super good blessing. Because
bro,
yeah.
Like, you have all these gatekeepy pricks like bragging about how much they smoke. And I'm
yeah,
just
it's
like,
oh, you spend that much money? That's fucking cool.
Yeah, like, you're just throwing money in a barrel, dude. Your tolerance has gone up so high that you need this amount to get
like
you to even feel something. Like, that's...
Then it's become an addiction at that point, yo. You just gotta take a break.
Thank you for saying that, because, there's a lot of positive benefits about cannabis, and I'm not going to go all
reefer madness. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
No, it's not for everyone. Like, sorry of the 420 episodes, I'd be like that, but it's for real, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not for everyone.
It's
like,
not all, like, peaches and cream, you know?
If you're bipolar, it can make it way worse for you sometimes.
Yeah. No, and a lot of people just get too dependent on it. I mean, don't get me wrong, it won't rot your organs, and you won't look like shit after
smoking. You won't turn into a motherfucking zombie, but some people smoke themselves stupid and they don't do anything.
Yeah, like financially, it can really fuck you, you know, if you're not responsible. I had that problem for a while, dude. Like, when I got my first job,
I was just spending
it on weed. And then, like, after a certain point, I'd be like, well, I don't have enough gas for work now. It's like that.
That is the hard way to learn growing up.
Yeah.
Low key.
But it's a good teacher, though. It's a good teacher.
He's like, all right, now can I afford this habit or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really humbles you, I'll tell you that. I'm just glad Delta 8's so cheap in this state.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And I'll get, like, a paranoid feel with it, like...
Dude, I don't either.
I feel like I can smoke it right in public and, like, it's just like a regular vape. Like, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, no, because I took a hit off of, supposedly took a hit off of one of my coworkers' cards one day. And, I was breathing in manual mode, pretty much.
You were, like, having to remember to breathe.
Yeah, having to remember to breathe, pretty much. And, Ed just takes one look at me. He's like, bro, walk around a bit if you got to. Just get your
Like, take a walk.
He got it. He understood.
He could see that you look like a little fish swimming in, like, circles. Like, Yeah. You were Nemoing real hard, and he was like, bro, take a lap.
Yeah, he literally, that's what he said. Bro, take a lap.
That sounds like a move. Take a lap, bro.
And when Leroy was still there,
take a lap, man.
No, it wasn't that. I had my card on me, and I was still in Wash Bay at the time. And I'm glad I'm out of there.
Wash A's?
Literally. Because it gave me too much time to fuck off, you know. And I'd be on my phone and just too distracted from the job I was doing.
And it made the days longer, too.
It made them so long, dude. Because are you really going to stand there for a sprayer for 8 hours a day and not do something to keep yourself entertained, you know? But anyways,
I'll tell you what. Working fab made me really look full in the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I listen to so much music all the time. You know, I'm a fucking music nerd. It's just like sometimes...
I know you've moved on to better things, but I miss working with you. I really do.
Dude, come work with me then.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
And they would love you because you have a can-do attitude like I do. Mm-hmm. And they eat that shit up where I work. They do. Yeah. And the corporate guys, they'll love you because you look like a little goody kid. I'm telling like you. Oh, they'll eat it up.
Look like a little angel.
Okay, little blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. What was your other jobs? Metal shop? What was your other job before that? A church? Thank you.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Like,
literally.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a good-hearted Christian boy on our team.
Comes to work first day with a fucking Slayer shirt.
Yeah.
Like,
let's do this thing!
What's up, I'm Richard? You can call me Dick! Gene Simmons tongues.
Now I marked the utility lines the wrong way to start an awesome fire for a metal concert, right?
Jesus. Definitely call 811 before you dig.
Yeah.
Definitely call 811. Super dangerous. I swear there was this lady, allegedly, that was, like, really stoned. She was one of my first tickets the other morning.
Uh-huh.
And she was sitting there smoking a joint on her porch, drinking a coffee.
Allegedly.
With her feet up, like, just vibing.
That's the fucking
full
vibes right
on
there.
Vibing. Nice-ass neighborhood, nice house. And she was super nice. She came up to me and she was like, how are you this morning? I was like, I'm good. You know, like, I matched her energy and she was like, fucking stoked. I was stoked. Like, it charged me up. So I was like, damn, I'm not used to that, you know? Usually people are just like, either they just pretend like they don't see you. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, there's just some guy walking around with bright-ass clothes
like
in my yard.
Right, and it's like the same thing with my coworkers at Gammon's. You know, a lot of them are just, they look fucking done with life and the job. And
That's why I had to get out of it. I can't stand still all day. Yeah. I learned that. It wasn't good for me mentally.
Yeah, the dude down in Paintline Tony, though, like, he's got good energy. He's a good leader. You know, just an all-around good dude, you know. And he motivates you to want to go out there and do your best, you know, which is what I like.
That's what's
up. Which I think is really cool because he's one of the few people there I've noticed that actually gives a flying fuck about the work he does.
Yeah.
Because he told me he used to work in paint shops for like 25 years and shit like 25. That. 25? So, yeah, no. He's been in the business a while, bro.
So he's been paint shopping.
He's been paint shopping hard.
Well, shit, yeah. Dude. We are about to our time, my guy.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
I love you so much, too.
You're one of my all-time favorite roommates.
This guy's like a fucking brother to me.
Favorite literally. Drinking buddy.
We've had so many interesting excursions.
Oh, my God.
Just... accidentally getting sick on your kid's toy set. I still feel so bad for that.
Yeah.
It's like one of those... like moments where you're asleep and you remember something really bad you did at like 3 a.m. and it keeps you awake.
And you're like, God,
I think
damn
about
it.
That still.
Oh my God. He said, low key, that memory still haunts me.
It does.
And then us catching your car on fire on our trip to New Orleans.
Allegedly.
Allegedly with something I still have, little Satan.
That thing is fucked. Keep that fucking thing away from me, bro. And first of all, I set my car on fire, and the fucking wax dripped down and burnt my
hand. And my
hand.
Favorite flannel, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Oh,
bro, I stole your flannel, by the way.
Missouri.
This is yours.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wondered. It kind of looked familiar.
It's got a hole in it now, though, thanks to Gammon's.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. The things I do for love.
The things you do. Wow, man. That's cool. One day I'll just go to your house and find something I like in your closet and be like, it's mine now.
You are more than welcome to.
So get a 2X drug rug and just keep it in the back so that day I come over, I'm like, oh, this is mine, huh? Yeah. And I take it. That's what's going to happen. That's how that goes. Well, buddy, I love you. Thanks for coming out.
I love you
Happy
too, buddy.
Happy 4Twizzle, my nizzle.
It was nice seeing you.
Stay safe.
Man. Always.
Stay loving. No hate language. And happy 4Twizzle. Episode 40. We love you guys. Go listen to our other episodes. Thomas Kellogg, TK from the Workaholics. That was really lit. I had a great time talking to him. I've talked to a couple other people. Mike Luciano. He was in the Paramedic. New band Firefight. Go check out their latest single. And yeah, thanks for showing us some love. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook. And we may have a t-shirt design coming up soon. Love you guys. Stay trippy.